A young word whiz has been crowned the National Vocabulary Champion. It's only the second year for the contest, but organizers say the more than 100,000 kids competed for a shot at the title and scholarship money.
This contest doesn't have the cachet of the Scripps Howard Spelling Bee yet. Sponsored by the Game Show Network in association with the Princeton Review, it has more of a game show feel with computerized podiums and a lightning round. But the questions are still pretty tough. Allie? You want to try one?
I agreed to do this.
I know.
But I would like to say that I've had 4.5 hours sleep.
I didn't, by the way. I was like, I'm not trying it, but Allison can. Here's the question that the winner had to answer to get the crown, okay? Listen to the following sentence. Everyone pay attention. I know it's early. Okay, here we go. Joseph was not perturbed by his pal's peccadillo, but his parents apprehended it to be an unambiguous portent of future dereliction. Okay, Allison, which word in that sentence comes from the Latin word for sin? You know this.
The Latin word for sin. Can I read it? Or does she never get, does she get to read it? Or
I can read it again.
Okay.
Joseph was not perturbed by
peccadillo.
His... Yes. You got it. Yay, everyone in the studio. Thumbs up for Allison. She's a smart lady. Peccadillo is indeed the right answer. Our guest got it right as well. She's high school junior Aaliyah Deary from Pleasanton, California, and she's now $40,000 richer thanks to her way with words. Hey, congratulations, Aaliyah.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us.
You're
Aaliyah,
welcome.
I'm sorry. I'm mispronouncing your name, I think. Aaliyah.
Yes, Aaliyah is right.
How did you prepare for something like this? How did you prepare for the vocab contest?
Well, I had my SAT last week, and that was definitely something I was preparing for the vocabulary for quite a while before I actually knew about the NVC. And so I definitely prepared for that. And then I had about a week to start cramming in some extra, more obscure vocabulary words. And a lot of it was actually done the morning of and the night before the competition.
You crammed for this, Aaliyah?
Well, not for the SAT. The SAT, the words that you would find on the SAT, I did way in advance. I've been doing that for about a year.
Okay.
But they gave me some study materials when I first arrived, like a calendar of just lots of different words. So I just started going through the calendar. It's one of those, you know, rip out the page every day calendars. So I started going through it, you know, 365 words just for fun. I didn't think I'd really remember any.
Now,
and I actually found like 5 or 6 words that were on the rounds that I wouldn't have got through without those, without that cramming. It was
interesting. That's lucky. So you tied for second place in the Scripps Howard Spelling Bee in 2005.
I did.
Which competition was more nerve-wracking, do you think?
I think that the Scripps Howard was a little bit more, because with spelling, you do need to do a lot more preparation. You don't really have that much background knowledge.
Really? Because I would think it would be the reverse. I would think the vocab, because you have to know the context, it would be tougher.
But you have context clues. And also
true.
In the vocabulary contest, they have it rigged in a way that I actually really like, that even if you make one mistake, it depends on which round you're in, but if you make one mistake, often it doesn't cause you to just be eliminated.
Okay.
So that is a very nice, you know, feeling of security that even if I do make one mistake, maybe I'll still have a chance to go on. And the Scripps Howard, you make one mistake, you're out of there.
There's a great picture of you online while you're involved in one of these bees, and you have your hand up to your chin and your
thinking.
Eyes are rolled up. Does it come to you right away, or do you have to sort of decode and unpack the words?
In a bee or a vocabulary?
Vocab.
It depends on the word. I think the last word in this contest, the peccadillo one, mm-hmm. was very easy. I knew that one straight away. And some of the other ones I just wasn't really sure about, but it is very strictly timed. All of the rounds are timed, and so you don't have that much time. You just go with your gut instinct, throw yourself at it, maybe you get it right.
Now, young lady, I have to say, you have to mention that you speak, read, and write French. You play 3 different instruments. You're taking AP French Literature. You're a busy young woman. You write a blog for your local paper.
Yes.
What keeps drawing you back to these competitions in all of your free time? What's appealing to you about doing these spelling bees and vocab challenges?
Well, it actually starts pretty easily. You take an online test for about 30 minutes, and then I didn't really think I'd go on. And then, you know, it's not so much me feeling, oh, I'm going to go to the National Vocabulary Championship. I take it very much one step at a time. I think, you know, I'll go to the regional of this, the regional spelling bee, the regional of this. Oh, okay, I got on to the next level. And these are just the ones that I succeed in. I do a lot of these. I find these very fun. You meet so many really smart kids, and I think that you forget that there are so many smart kids out there. I have so many smart friends at school, but, you know, you come out to here and 49 other people who are just as crazy about words and this kind of thing.
Do you have a favorite word?
People keep asking me that. It keeps on changing from day to day. As I crammed a lot before this too, and I found a lot of ones that I like. But my current one is Hama Hama Nuku Nuku Apua'a.
Oh, I like that word,
of
too.
Of course.
It's a great word. It's a small Hawaiian triggerfish.
It's the cutest thing. I have a little picture of one. My dad bought me when I was a little kid.
That's so cool. Hey, Alia Devery from Pleasant, California, winner of the National Vocab Challenge, $40,000 richer thanks to her victory. Thanks so much and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Take care.
Bye.
That's actually true. Anyway.